got to clear out all these holiday songs for the rotation now. We have them in, then we might as well use them, right? Welcome back to the Maggie Dodge Show here at Civic Media. I'm Jimmy Cuska. We are here for another few minutes, and then the Dom Salvia Show is on your way next. But we are wrapping up the show, hearing about the acts of kindness this holiday season. Whatever you're celebrating or aren't celebrating, we want to hear about how things have, maybe a random act of kindness has changed your world for the better, or maybe something you've done to help inspire others. That has been the theme of today's show. I just felt like coming back from a break myself, coming after Christmas, these are the things I want to hear about today. Let's uplift each other here going into the new year. 855-75-CIVIC, 855-752-4842. We have a few more minutes to get a couple more people in here carding it. Looks like we got somebody else on the line.
Jimmy on the line. Jimmy, you're on the line.
Hello.
Hello,
welcome into the Maggie Dog Show. What's on your mind?
So the previous caller mentioned doing stuff for the kids like Toys for Tots. There's another charity in Madison if you're interested doing something for the kids, and that's the Madison Area Music Association, otherwise known as the Mamas. They help put musical instruments in the hands of kids. They donate money and instruments to schools in the Dane County area. They also have the Clyde Stubblefield Scholarship Program that helps further musical education in college. And also Mama Cares, which helps out-of-pocket medical expenses for a local artist here in the Madison area. And you can get more information about that at themamas.org.
You're speaking my language as a former music major in college and a former band nerd whose band instructor was a very a driving force in getting me to go to college and pursue any kind of education. So this is tremendous. I talk a lot about sports and extracurricular activities, helping kids in school achieve more. But boy, music was what did it for me, because I was, I don't know if you can tell, I was never a great athlete, but I was really good at music. And this is fascinating. So can you give us that website one more time, just so we have it?
You bet. It's themamas.org. Themamas.org.
Perfect. Ways to help kids. Thank you for the call. Ways we can help kids achieve more and do things greater in life. That is awesome. I love it. Spreading the cheer and the joy of things this time of the year. Making sure we help out one another, especially helping out kids this time of year. Always an important part of what we do as adults. When it comes to whatever holiday you're celebrating, making sure we take care of them. We had talked a bit about some of the different events that happen in your community. And I guarantee you, if you're listening to one of our stations, your local news anchor has probably promoted whatever local, if it's a toy drive, if it's a fundraiser, it's been on the airwaves at some point. We've got nearly a dozen reporters around the state that bring you the local things happening by you. And I know in a couple of our stations' cases, they actually host these things themselves, and they take the donations and distribute them, which is, I feel like one of the greatest things you can do as a broadcast entity is finding a way to give back like this. And I know whether it's TV, whether it's radio, print, whatever it is, that typically a local media organization with, people in-house, people in the community, they're going to find a way to give back somehow. And that's been something I know in my various stops in my life, that's been something that's been big for me. And I know that here at Civic Media, we have had a number of things just this year. Whether it's been stuff that's happened like a natural disaster, or whether it's just been the seasonal things that we've done, I know that our company has done a lot to try to give back to charities, to organizations, to help locally with our stations and helping people in need this time of year. And honestly, that's one of the best things about working here for me. I don't know about you, Cardi. I mean, the paycheck is nice, right? But being able to help others is also a very, very good factor. And
I wholeheartedly agree with you on that 100% there, Jimmy. For sure, yeah. Man.
Although, I was saying with that contest we just had, the grown-up gift list.
Oh yeah.
I keep waiting to see if anybody who won the espresso machine would be willing to, in an act of holiday kindness, donate that to the sports department here at Civic. Because tell you what, having one of those right here
the
next
Jimmy
to
Costco
to the workstation that would be pretty awesome.
That's crazy, man. That's fire, man. Maybe we'll have to see. We'll see. Listeners out there,
yeah,
man.
I'm hoping everybody who took part in that contest enjoyed. That was a lot of fun to be a part of over the air. Coming up tomorrow here on the Maggie Dodge Show, I'm back to fill in once again. going to talk about a book being written about the older era Milwaukee Bucks. We're talking late 1960s, early 1970s, how the Bucks built an NBA championship before we had the free agency and the craziness of mega media deals. How did the Bucks build an NBA championship winner that also essentially allowed the Bucks to remain in Milwaukee to this day? What was the blueprint like then? Jordan Tresky, who wrote the book on it, which will be coming out early 2025. He will be joining me tomorrow to talk about his book, the process behind writing it. What inspires a guy who wasn't alive for this championship run to go back in history and say, I want to write about this and tell this story? So very curious to hear about his process and the book itself. He'll join me tomorrow. High school football in Wisconsin could have some big changes to the way it's organized in the postseason. I'll be joined by Wisconsin Football Coaches Association President Brian Kaminsky tomorrow to give us an update on where things are heading and how it could be in place as soon as this fall if it goes through all the various levels of WIAA approval. So a little more sports theme tomorrow, as you would expect from me, the sports director here at Civic Media. I am Jimmy Cuska. This is day one of me filling in on the Maggie Dawn Show. I have another day coming up tomorrow, and I'm hoping to join us then. Big thanks to Cardi, the MVP of the show, for keeping us going here today. And also to our guest, Mike Clemens, for being on the Talk Packers Vikings. Again, I'm Jimmy Cuska. You've been listening to the Maggie Dawn Show here on Civic Media. Have a great evening, everybody, and happy holidays. I wrestle with the feeling that the days start way too soon. I hit the button just to violate.